Father, we thank you again this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say rejoice in the Lord. Say, I say again, rejoice. Say rejoice forevermore. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We continue to walk the path of the Lord. That path we know how no. For the lions have never even treaded it. The eagle's eyes have never seen it. Lord, we thank you. It has shown it unto us, Lord. He is the light of life. God, we follow you, Lord. We never walk in darkness. We bless you and we worship you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord. In the name of the Lord, to be together. Lord, you know it before the world began. Lord, nothing take you by surprise, Lord. And we know you already blessed us. The wonderful songs of praise. And Lord, edifying songs that we just have just now, Lord. Encouraging songs. Lord, we thank you and we give you all praise and glory. As we spend a little time in your word this morning, our expectation will not be cut off. That we surely bless us in the reading of it. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So this morning, by the grace of God, the believer's position in Christ. Many of the times we remind ourselves by the scriptures where we are standing in Christ, our position in Christ, the believer's position in Christ. And the epistles, we always say the epistles are just where the Christians really live. Where it's all the word of God, that the gospel, but the Lord gave us more by the hand of the apostle Paul and so forth. So I will just take one of those books this morning. It's called the Ephesians chapter 1, the book of Ephesians. Of course, there are many other things we'll be bringing here by the grace of God. Your position in Christ, my position, do we know it all? If we know it, praise God. We have to remind ourselves these things. Because when you know who you are, that is saying, you know the son of whom you are, right? So when you know that you are a child of God, I mean, you walk kingly, This was not beggarly. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 1. So I'm going to read from verse 1. Apparently, I spent time in the first few verses of that chapter, book of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. And we thank the Lord Jesus. He didn't just stop there. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then he put a conjunction in there. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Well, that addresses you and me. We are here this morning because, the Lord has, because we are faithful by God's grace. We are faithful in the Lord Jesus Christ, And we bless his name. Anyway, number two says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father. And from the Lord Jesus Christ. Those salutations, it's just even, they are a blessing in themselves. Holy Ghost inspired benediction to the church, Grace be to you and peace. So if the waters around you are boiling and so forth, and you come to this epistle, that's how you find your peace, right? God is taking to you, to the church, to you, the faithful in Christ, right? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We will just stop a little bit there and just spend some time in that verse. And then we just go on to the next verse. So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed, you say we bless us, he has blessed us already with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. If you don't know it, where to find it out, right? Now, so, you say all spiritual blessings, right? That includes so many blessings. It includes the gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? That's a gift. Because in Acts 38, it says that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that is one of the blessings of the Lord. See, all spiritual blessings. And one of them is the gift, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we are told in Acts 2:38. I can even read that verse. Repent and be baptized. He told the people and so on that, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, we have all gone through that by the grace of God. And now it says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the blessings, all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Can you see the Almighty God come by His Spirit dwelling in you? See? So anyway, and not only the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is included in all the spiritual blessings. There is even such a thing as the gift of the Spirit, spiritual gifts of the Spirit. And there are many, but there are some of them, let me just read it to you in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. So we are expanding the spiritual blessings that we have received of the Lord. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, they include, I won't read verbatim, you got word of wisdom, see? You got the word of knowledge, spiritual blessing from the heavenly places, right? Word of knowledge, faith, gift of healing. He put an S there, gift of healing, working of miracles, as prophecy, as discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. So you see, all those things, spiritual blessing from heavenly places, so include spiritual gifts. Even not only one day that. He gave the church also ministerial gifts. You can see that in Ephesians chapter 4. See, you know, 11 to 12. He says, he gave apostles. God gave apostles, gave prophets, gave teachers, gave evangelists, gave pastors. So all these things, spiritual blessing from heavenly places. This even end there. There is also the fruit of the Spirit. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. In just that the little statement there. And they say, he said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Then it went on to tell us in Galatians 5, what is the fruit of the Spirit? All these spiritual blessings God has bestowed upon the church, you know. So in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, he tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is. Love, joy, see, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Yeah, faith is both a gift and a fruit, isn't it? Yeah. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all these things. Fruit of the Spirit, you know, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And we can keep on going. That's what all that we have, because it's all spiritual, we can't name them all, you know, but just a fourth is just a tip in the iceberg. And that's a lot too, you know. So, so in 1 Corinthians 12, so verse 1, it says this. Do not say something about the spiritual gifts, really, but they are included in the spiritual blessings that from heavenly places that are given unto the church, you and I. Now, and the Bible tells us that in so this spiritual gifts I'm talking about right now, we are told in 1 Corinthians 12, 1, not to be ignorant, see, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. I will not have you ignorant. So we should not be ignorant of these things, of these spiritual blessings, in particular the spiritual gifts. God does not want us to be ignorant of them at all. So, and what each believer has to do to take possession of these spiritual blessings, in particular the spiritual gifts and so forth, is clear from scripture too. He told us how to obtain them. He didn't just say these are the gifts of the Spirit. I'm taking one out of the so many blessings, the spiritual gifts that I just mentioned to you that now. So he told us what they are. And then he also showed each individual how to take possession of them. See? Because you know, he has given it to us, but you must reach out as a believer, as a child of God, and take that which is yours and so on. So, simply in the Bible, he tells us how to get the spiritual gift. First of all, we have to walk in love. That is the beginning of it. Praise God. You want them because they are based in love. It's not so much I'm this and this in the church. No. The reason why this gift don't work so well as it used to be before is because the love is not really there. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Where it is not as it's supposed to be. Don't say the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? I don't care what people say, you know. We know how it's supposed to work. So it's not, God has not changed, amen. God hasn't changed. People have changed. You want this thing, the first thing we have to walk in love, amen. Nothing else you do will matter. See?
Yeah.
So so you see, that's the first thing you have to do, you have to walk in love. Therefore, I have a scripture for that. I think I do. Number two, you have to desire the gifts, amen. You have to walk in love. Then about you have to desire the gifts. I'm going to buy what you show that now. And then when you do that, and when you have done that one, then that will move now earnestly, convert even the best of the gifts. There are different categories. Praise the Lord. What I just said now, 1 Corinthians 14, 1. I say that love first. You say follow after charity. 1 Corinthians 14, 1. Follow after charity. Then you desire spiritual gifts, amen. It's all based on charity and love. Praise the Lord. Now, so the other thing I said is this, you know, so you must convert in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. So don't just see that guy and say, I don't have. If you want, you seek, amen, praise God. If you want, you ask. Praise the Lord. So in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 31, but covet earnestly. You see that one? Not even covet. You have to do earnestly. God doesn't just throw things around. Amen. Praise God. See, they are there for you, but you must seek it. You know? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet I show you, show I unto you a more excellent way. And so forth like that, you know. So all spiritual blessings, right? I just pick up some of them, you know, and the spiritual gifts and so like that, you know. So so in 1 Corinthians 12, 7, you see, body stand. Now, don't come and say, oh, these gifts are for the early church only. We know by now, by God's grace, you know. we know better, praise God. And for the pastor or the prophet, no. Hear what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. Amen? Either the layman or the laity or whatever. You know, you are a child of God and so forth, that you know. So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every child of God to profit with that. So that we are without excuse. Praise the Lord. So we have to seek earnestly. We have to desire it. Desire spiritual gift. God commanded it, you know. So anyway, so I just want to touch that one. That's the whole subject on its own. It is part of this many, many spiritual blessings coming to the church, to you, to me, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he spoke about, he said, in heavenly places, right? Where is heavenly places? That is where our Lord Jesus Christ is set after he rose again from the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we can see that in Ephesians 1:19, where I just read, you know, he said that, what is the exceeding, I think that's fine, yeah. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world? Talking about our position in Christ, right? The believer's position in Christ, and so on, that you know. So, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, talking about where Christ is sitting now, the heavenly place, where the things are coming from, where Christ is sitting, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You see? So now, we the believers have been made to sit in Christ, Christ is there, but we have been made to sit. Not as we have been made to sit there in the heavenly places with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. That the Bible says, Ephesians 2:6, you know, our place, the believer's position in Christ. See? You know? Ephesians 2:6 now. So, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in the might of God. That's where you are and where I am. Praise the Lord. See? The believer's position in Christ. So we see that right here. Now, we continue to read it, that Ephesians chapter 1. And has chosen us in him. The Bible says, and has chosen us in him. Ephesians 1:4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That love comes in there. So, he has chosen us in him. See? Now, God chose you. And chose me, the believer in Christ. And even he told us when he came here in John chapter 15, verse 16, here's what the Lord said. Ye have not chosen me, the Lord said, but I have chosen you. He has chosen and so on, that you know. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So he chose us. He was the one who chose us. Verse 19 even says, if you are of the world will love you. Or will love his own rather. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you. He says it again. I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hated you. So he's the one who chose us according as he has chosen us in him. See? Now, when did he choose us now? When that preacher called the altar, and then we went there and kneeled down and said, Lord, forgive me. That's when he called us. Not really. Praise the Lord. That's when he called us. What did he say he called us? He called us, you, before the foundation of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See? You and I. We don't remember that. You see, when he did, we didn't remember it, but he did, amen. We didn't remember it at all. No more than you remember yourself when you are your father's loins, amen. Praise the Lord. Did you know when you are your father's loins? So you brought forth here the same thing spiritually, the natural, then the spiritual, right? So we were called in Christ before the foundation of the world, but we didn't know it at that time, really. But he did, you know. But regardless, that was when he chose us in the Lord Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Back there, before the foundation of the world, God chose you in Christ Jesus, and eventually made you to appear on the earth, amen. Praise the Lord. That's what he did, and so on, you know. It's like the Lord himself, the manifestation of the Lord Jesus himself. The same pattern. Let me tell you, in 1 Peter 1, even the Lord himself, 1:20, see? By the Lord. Who, meaning the Lord Jesus, was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. That's right. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you, amen. Praise the Lord. Before the foundation of the world, you have been ordained. Can't be ordained. So just like he chose us in him, that's why we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Christ had been ordained before the foundation of the world. The Almighty God knew that man will fall. He called the earth from the beginning. That might be the Redeemer. If there's no fall, we are talking to redeem, right? One of his titles is the Redeemer. Amen. The Kinsman Redeemer. Praise the Lord. So Christ was ordained before the foundation of the world. That is when you were chosen in him. Praise the Lord. See right there. So the fulfillment of his being slain. Now, again, to give more scripture about Christ being before the foundation of the world. So now, he told them, he's been slain. We are told in Revelation 13:8, right? I want to read that also. No, our Bible. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Not the Christ, not the beast, right? They will worship him, whose names were not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. See that one? Where was he slain? The mind of God before the foundation of the world. Praise God. That is where we were chosen in him. See? Praise the Lord. So now, so not only that. Now, even ourselves, more about this foundation of the world and so on. Unlike the unbelievers, who will face the Antichrist on the beast system. Our names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Amen? That's right. Praise the Lord. Let me read Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. So, and that's what I just said now. So the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and it shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the heart shall wonder. See? What? This is our part now. Those who are here, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, the elect of God has their name written in the book of life before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. That's right. So that, see, everything. So just that one part there. So, even the book of Job, the Lord gave us more understanding about this foundation of the world and so on, when the Lord chose us in Christ and so on. I begin to challenge Job 38, verse 1. I read a couple of verses in there, so in Job chapter 1, 38, verse 1, see what the Lord began to challenge Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up now thy loins, O Job, like a man, for I will demand of thee. And answer thou me, Job, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you, Job? See? We didn't know ourselves then. No, but we are in him, we are chosen in Christ. Declare, if thou hast understanding, who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest. We didn't know anything. Job didn't know it. Nobody knew it. But we are in him, we are chosen in Christ. Who stretches the lines upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who lay the cornerstone thereof? Look at this one, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, you see, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, amen?
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, right? Praise God. That's what God is saying. So we are the morning stars. If you will, yes, sir, we are in a way. So after all, even the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the bright and the morning star. Praise the Lord. And we are the morning stars. Revelation 22:16 says, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. See, that particular star, the bright and the morning star. And we believe, some think they are angels, but Bible say, and the sons of God, right? So we are the morning stars, you know? So now, just like we are the sons of God, right? That's right. No, and the Bible says that in Joshua chapter 12, you know, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. And in 1 John 3:2, I say we are the sons of God, right? Bible says so, God says so, right? 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when it shall appear, I'll start talking about his soon coming, right? It's not far off, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. When it shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So just like we are the sons of God, he is the bright and the morning star, and we are the morning star, you know? So the same way we are the sons of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at the two parallels. Let's go about that one. Nobody know the Bible. He is the Son of God. Now, even back in the days of Daniel, in the Old Testament, you know, that Christ be the Son of God. You know, in the book of Daniel and some of that, you know. Now, you know what happened? The decree. The three Hebrew children, right? Put into the furnace, right? That the king now, Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3:24, he said, here's what he asked in Daniel 3:24. He said, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And the answer the king, he said unto him, the king, true, O king. Here what he said, the darkness. Then he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Praise God. He is the Son of God. We are the sons of God. Even back in the day of Nebuchadnezzar, God began to reveal to him such a thing as the Son of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So how did Nebuchadnezzar know about the Son of God? How did he know? In the Old Testament, you know, he knew by revelation. Praise God. God revealed it to him. That's why, you know. And God revealed to him and so on. You are saying God, a wicked king that he was at that time, yeah, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Amen?
Amen.
So, God revealed to him there. So, even like Daniel himself in the 10th chapter, you know, how you can be here, God can reveal. The other people didn't see that fourth person, did they?
Yeah.
He said, I saw, right?
Amen.
But the other people, they didn't see that fourth person. Only Nebuchadnezzar saw that first person, the Son of God, praise God, walking with those three evil children. It's like Daniel himself in the 10th chapter, right? How you can be here together, God can show somebody something, and others won't see anything, right? I can give an example again, Daniel chapter 10, and I want to read a couple of verses in there. Very interesting, of course, we love the book of Daniel, book of Revelation, and so on. Revelation 10:4, how even only Daniel saw the vision, right? Let's go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 4. And in the 24th day of the fourth month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekeh, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Ophir. His body was like the berry, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like a color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Look at verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone. Do you see that one? And I, Daniel, alone, saw the vision. But the men that were with me saw not the vision. See? So those three butchers were there, but God opened by revelation the eye of Nebuchadnezzar. He saw the fourth person, he said, like unto the Son of God. Others didn't see that fourth person, according to the scripture, from what I can read from there. Praise the Lord. Why we got showing that? He was a predestinated seed, right? He was predestinated. According as, I'm going to copy to it now. He was a predestinated seed. The garden of what he has done before How do we know it was predestinated? Because we know that later on is conversion. It's one of the most amazing ones in the whole Bible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that is be a whole subject in its own right. You know, the conversion of Nebuchadnezzar. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He gave one of the most wonderful testimony of the Almighty God in the whole Bible. Praise God.
Amen.
That's right. He was predestinated to see. God opened his eyes to see the Son of God. One, see the fourth one. Like the Son of God. Who told him? Who only by revelation could have done that? Praise God. He's like Peter of old. Who do you say I am? Now, I'll come to that now. Anyway, so Christ is the Son of God. We are the sons of God. Christ is the Son of God. Now, when even the angel Gabriel testified at the birth of Christ, telling Mary before he was born, in Luke 1:35 now. So, and the angel answered and said, Luke 1:35 now. Angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, and dwell upon the morning stars, when the morning stars, stand together. And the sons of God shouted for joy. I say, we are the sons of God. The Lord Jesus is the Son of God. Just like we are the morning star. And he is the bright and the morning star. So he told Mary right there. Even the gospel introduced him as the Son of God in Mark chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It was revealed to his disciples that Christ is the Son of God in John chapter 6, verse 69. And they say, and we believe and are sure, no doubt at all, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But Peter said, even demons knew that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God. In Mark 3:11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him, and Christ saying, thou art the Son of God. For those who always shut their mouth, anyway, keep your quiet. Though even at his death, those who watched him gave up the ghost. Hear what they say. Hear their testimony in Matthew 27, verse 54. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God, amen. The demon, what they know, he was the Son of God. Anyway, we are the sons of God. Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. When the morning stars stand together, when you are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that happened right there, Talking about shouting for joy, the thing is this, our shouting for joy didn't end back before the foundation of the world. Our shouting for joy is to last throughout all the ages, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The shouting for joy of the children of God is to last throughout all the ages. Even it was revealed to David in a psalm, I believe it is psalm, put Psalm 5 here, verse 11. See? But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Praise God. See? Just as in the beginning, when God saw us, let them shout throughout all eternity. Let them shout for joy. See, that put their trust in you. Because thou defendest them. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 132, verse 9. I say that rejoicing that we shout in the beginning was to last throughout all the ages, right? Psalm 132, verse 9. Let that praise be clothed with righteousness, and let that saints shout for joy. Praise God. When the morning starts, that's when we are shouting in Christ, right? Before the foundation of the world, Now, let's move forward. Now, in this our Ephesians chapter that we are reading, predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. Our position in Christ, right? Talking about here. In Ephesians chapter 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I believe that the practice in Israel, I don't know what dispensation it was, where the heir of a house or whatever, first of all, given to be tutored and things like that, before be brought into maturity, before they come to really be take the position of the heir, I think it was a practice in Israel. Anyway, but the Holy Ghost bringing the same thing forth in the book of Galatians 4. I want to read that quickly, you know. So that's why, you know, so Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, 3, but the first few verses. Now I say that the heir, see, back then, before the foundation of the world, when you were chasing him, we didn't know ourselves, but we were there anyway. So it's a comparison to what's happening in Galatians 4, or like in Israel, did they do that and so on. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from his servant, though he be the Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Yes, even ourselves were chosen in Christ, that before the foundation of the world. That's a time appointed for us to appear on earth. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, and even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time, came, was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5 says, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, he says, adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth, the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Talking about our position in Christ. So an heir of God, Bible says, yes, and so on, that, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in Romans 8:14, tell us the same thing, our position in Christ, right? Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, there we go. So sons of God. When the morning star, sang together, and the sons of God shouted for joy before the world began, we were chosen in Christ. Now, verse 15 says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. See? Abba, Father. In Israel, it used to be so. You know, I think, so that child, that father gave the ear to tutors and things like that, you know, when they become maturity, then it's adopted back to the family. That's what they used to practice and so on, you know. So it's like us, yeah, also in the spiritual scheme. You know. But you see, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, we are talking about our position in Christ, right? And if children, then heirs of God. Not only that, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be, Bible says, well, so far we think that we also be glorified together, you see. So, not only that we hear of God, we are joined here with Christ. All that Christ has belongs to us. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Now, verse 29 says, 29 of that same chapter, for whom he did foreknow. See, he knew us from the foundation of the world. He knew us. He also did predestinate, see, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the first fruit among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called. See? No? And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. All these things attributes of we, whom we are chosen before the world began, our attributes, our positions in Christ, even in 1 Corinthians 6:11, testify of the same thing. Now we are washed. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:11. Now we are washed. We are sanctified. We are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Our position, exalted position in Christ Jesus. In 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation. See? A royal priesthood. Our position in Christ. A holy nation. A peculiar people. These are the words he used for Israel in the beginning, when he called them, right? So now it's the time of the church dispensation. God using the same, similar, but even more glorious, you know, position that he has given unto us and so on, that, you know, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are out of darkness. We are in that marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in Revelation 1:6, you know, he told us this same thing and so on, you know. He said, we are a royal priesthood here, right? And a holy nation, right? A peculiar people. There himself, in the vision of the Isle of Patmos, he told us this one in Revelation 1:6. And he has made us kings and priests unto God. That's our position in Christ. And his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And the Bible put amen there. Praise the Lord. That's where we are at. That's whom we are in Christ. A peculiar people. A royal priesthood and so on. That, you know, we're going to rule the world to come in with the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to judge the world. Even judge angels. Praise the Lord. So when things arise in the church, you know, you will take yourself to the law, the court of human race. Say the least in this church to judge the things, you know, among yourself. Praise the Lord. You know, anyway, I'm going to judge the world, judge angels, you know. So anyway, Ephesians, let's move forward now. Ephesians 2:10, we are told, For we are his workmanship, we in Christ, we are positioned in Christ, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So you and I are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works. Then we should be walking, you know, and so that, you know. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Some of the first future we know ever when we came to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:21, our position in Christ. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And he revealed to us in John 15, even the intimacy that we have with him, the Lord Jesus Christ. For he said in verse 5 of John 15, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Can you see the vine and the branches integrated together, you know? So he said, you know, you compare us to that one, you know, say I'm the true vine and ye are the branches, you know. So our position in him and so on. In one place he said, I in you and you in me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, you know. A familiar scripture by now, you know, here. So that's in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Our position in Christ. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? So we know that. And the Bible says this in 1 John 4:4. We are of God. Praise the Lord. We are of God. And little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's where we are standing today. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. He is in us, and he is greater who is in us than he that is in the world. Now, we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Praise God. Bible says so. Our position, Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has made us to be so. We are partakers of those inheritance, you know, of the saints in light. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness. We have been delivered, you know, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. This is our position today as children of the living God. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So, now, talking of the inheritance now, even more scripture give us more light about the inheritance that we have. The Bible says, you know, we have it in heaven reserved for us. I'm closing with this verse. Very short, time to read the Bible this morning. You know, reminding us, not all of the our position in Christ, at least some of them, you know, our position in the Lord Jesus Christ and so on. Anyway, so in 1 Peter 1:3, we are told, so that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let me read one more scripture as I close here this morning in this very short service. Colossians 3:3. I always like this verse a lot. You know, one of the things that shows that you are actually invisible to that devil and so on. Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your life is hid in Christ with God. See? And verse 4 says, and when Christ, who is our life, oh, praise God, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That is a loaded verse, isn't it? The rapture has since taken place. Even, Enoch, right from the beginning of the book, when the prophet said the Lord cometh with thousands and thousands of his saints. So how can we come with him, appear with him, except before the rapture us first? Praise God. So when Christ, which our life shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Praise the Lord Jesus. This morning, brethren, just a little exhortation. Reminding us our calling. Bible says our calling, when he chose us before the world began. So therefore, overcome the world, whatever is born of God, overcomes the world. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Before this world was made, we have been chosen in Christ. And look at all the things, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We can reach out to all of them, you know. Some of them are predestined that the ministerial gifts. But for the spiritual gifts, all of us are contend for that and some of that, you know. So we bless the name of the Lord. We live by this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify your name, Lord. Lord, not just 6,000 years ago that you chose us in Christ, but before the world itself was made, Lord. So you already chose us in Christ. You predestinated us to the adoption of children by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we heirs of God. Now are we joint heirs with Christ. All that God has belongs unto us. All that has us belongs unto us. Just as the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily, just as God was in Christ, reconciling the word in himself. As you pour all that you are to Christ, Christ has poured all that he is to us, even today according to the word of God. We are here and joined here with him. So we thank you this morning, Lord. Let us march out of here like never before, walking kingly, living kingly in the name of Jesus. Why? God himself ordained us. Bible says he has made us to be kings and priests, not by ordained by man, not by the voting of man, no, the election of God, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Lord, we thank you. It is the Almighty who chose us, who ordained us, who to be kings and priests unto him. Lord, we thank you this morning. Don't let us know we are eagles of the living God. Don't let us begin to eat chicken food or walking on the ground. Let us fly high daily in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep us on that mountain top, Lord, oh God. Not just eating all kind of nasty spiritual food, Lord. No, Lord, but let us know for the strong meat that belongs to them who are of age in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't let us be able to drink meat, Lord. Even spiritually talking, Lord. But strong meat, Lord, oh God. Now let us continue to eat, Lord, because that's where we are today by the grace of God. Lord, we thank you for we are by the grace of God, we are who we are through our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us see ourselves with your very own eyes, Lord. Let us see ourselves by the eyes of the scripture. Not what men say we are, not what men call us, not even what even our own senses tell us, but what God says we are. We are what we are by the grace of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning. So we are going with this confidence now. Ready, so we shall reign as kings on earth in the name of the Lord Jesus, because he has ordained us himself. Lord, we thank you. This is where the Lord rejoices. When we take our position, Lord, knowing that our dependence is upon him, we have come to know that without him we can do nothing. Then we rest in him now. Then he reigns in us. He rules through us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We go with confidence, rejoicing, blessing the name of the Lord. I commit every prayer request to your hand this morning, Lord. That's why I say you come boldly to the throne of grace with that That boldness you're talking about, so I declare this morning, every need represented here this morning, Lord, we receive in the name of our Lord Jesus, Lord, to the glory of your name, Lord. You have told us, Father, that you will not withhold anything good from us in the name of the Lord Jesus, those who are walking uprightly. And we have known, we have thrown away our own righteousness right before we come to Christ. Now, Christ is our righteousness. We have been made the righteousness of God in him, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, thou will not withhold anything good from us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, as we go, help us to make our light to continue to shine, that men will see it, Lord, and continue to glorify our Father who is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw unto us, as prophecy says, even the scattered sheep, Lord, oh God. Oh, I'm talking about your children all over the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. That this harvest might be finished, Lord, oh God. Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gospel. Lord, all over the world, Lord, the gospel is going all over the world. Whether Satan likes it or not, no matter what, you know, impediments, no, they will not stop the gospel, you know, according to the word of God. You know, so I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the Bible says, will not prevail against it. So we pray for the going of the gospel to the other nooks and corners of the earth. Where if there be any such a place where they haven't heard this gospel this morning, we call upon your name, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let that light shine this morning, Lord. Let that gospel reach on out, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. They must all hear the witness. And we are your witnesses, Lord. Lord, we haven't done enough, Lord. We are singing this morning, Lord, by divine inspiration. Use us more, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, use us more, Father, in the name of the Lord. Lord, Father, thank you. We worship you, Lord. So, spiritual need, material need, Lord, we believe you this morning. You will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for some of us who are not here this morning, Sister Leo and things like that, you know. Lord, oh God, let your hand reach us out of them. Guide every one of us in this hour we are living in, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us this morning. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's sing this song before we go. We are my ear, Lord God, and I join Yahweh with Christ.